But I'm going to get comfortable. I encourage you, if you're out here in the parking lot, if you need to start your car up and turn the air conditioning on, let's just get comfortable, okay? I think I can preach loud enough, thanks to Greg's sound system and the good voice the Lord's given me for us to have a good time. So let's just stay comfortable. Listen to the text today again. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with your whole heart. This is not a rare word in Scripture. This is not an isolated promise. It recurs again and again. Deuteronomy says it. You will find God if you seek after God with your whole heart. The Psalm says it. Blessed are those who seek the Lord with their whole heart. And Jesus said it. Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Now, if I were to ask you, do you believe in God? Most of you would say, of course, we believe in God. We live in a nation where it majority of the folks still believe in God. Seems like almost everybody believes in God. So what if I ask you, do you pray? Do you pray to God? Almost again, everyone would say, absolutely. And we live in a culture where 90% of the people who are polled say, yes, I pray. But what if I ask you today, do you seek for God? Do you seek for God? Is there an active search at work in you to find the will of God? Is there a struggle going on to find the face, to locate the purpose and power of God? Are you knocking on a door? How would you answer? Have you noticed the Bible really doesn't say, believe in God and you will find? The Bible says, seek the Lord with all your heart and you will find. In our whole hum day, almost everybody believes in God. So what? Who is seeking? Who is searching? Who is knocking at midnight to find the way and the will of the living God? Perhaps this is why, for all our belief, we have so little power. Eli Wetzel, the Jewish prophet in our time, retells the story of an old Jewish tale of a child who cried because his playmates abandoned him in a game of hide and seek. The child had hidden, and his playmates had looked for him just a little while, and then they gave up and went on to another game, forgetting about him completely. The child was heartbroken and cried and cried. So with God, says the old rabbi, God has been hidden and it was waiting and is now crying. My children have stopped looking for me. What does it mean to seek for God? To seek for God is to acknowledge that we haven't found a fraction yet of what we are meant to find of God. You remember the bumper sticker folks were putting on their cars years gone by? It was yellow, and it said, I found it. I thought I heard God saying over all that traffic, not yet, you haven't. Not all of it. If we have invited the Christ of God into our lives, we found plenty, yes. Amen. In Him we know the name of everything worth finding. In Him we have the beginning of every adventure worth having. But we have not yet begun to find all there is of God in Him for our world and for us. God, for those who will seek, is waiting to show us more and more and yet more. One way to say it is God is a lover who is playful and loves to be pursued. Longing for our hearts, God drops a handkerchief, slips a note under the door, calls out our name, and longs for us to get up and follow in the chase of love. Another way to say it is to say God is a mystery, infinitely beyond all human that can grasp by all casual thought or by a casual life. A mystery is a hidden thing that yields its secrets only to a seeker. God is the best and the greatest of all mysteries. Worth a human lifetime of probing and asking and knocking and searching and seeking for new understanding. Still another way to say it is, we are sinners. Which is to say, we are distorted, deafened, blinded, completely messed over by all that sin has done to us. Given our handicap, how can we begin to grasp anything of the holy? Anything of the beautiful and the eternal, unless at the very least we get up off our bottoms and reach for it with all our yearning. Seek the Lord with all our hearts. Who do we think we are expecting God to reveal all things we need to know while we passively wait and seek nothing? Perhaps the best way to say it is God is not a fact or a fiction. God is not an idea or a doctrine. God is not an abstraction or a proper set of values. God is a self. God is a thou. God is a person. Relational and real. And what relationship really happens that is not salt? How do we know any person, much less the ultimate person of God, without searching them out, reaching for them, and without searching them out, reaching and asking of them an idea to subscribe to, a doctrine to believe in, a person to seek? God says, seek me. What does it say to be a seeker after God? Scripture lays down one and only one requirement, that you do it with all your heart. If what we are seeking is knowledge of the one who created the stars, communion with the one who inhabits eternity, a living fellowship with the one who is our judge and our hope, then the stakes are very high. And nothing less than the whole heart need apply. But listen, God won't be our little hobby. God is not a religious elective. God is a passion. God is a life, and it requires a life to know the living God. This doesn't mean you become increasingly religious, all wrapped up in God talk all the time. All that it really means is this, that it matters more to you to discern the will of God, to follow the way of God, to live in the presence of God, than anything else in the whole world. That's all. That isn't fanaticism. It's just the only response that makes any sense if God is real and if God may be known. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Now, the whole heart means your whole self, including your whole behavior. If you seek God with your whole heart, that means you will do so by way of your body and what you do with your body, with your mouth and what you say, with your money and where you put it, with the people you know and what you've been doing with them. In other words, to seek after God isn't some mystical experience of the spirit divorced from the actual life of the living day by day. There are things you know to be right and things you know to be wrong. To seek God with your whole heart means, first of all, repentance from what you know to be wrong and pursuing what you know to be right. To say we are searching for some new understanding of God's will while we are in disobedience of the part of God's will we already know is a mockery. We will not get any new light if we disregard the light we've already got. To seek with your whole heart means, at your very least, some integrity in your search for God. Be honest enough to do what you know is right. Incidentally, those who find the purpose and the presence and the power of God most often find it by way of some obedience. But the whole heart includes another part of you. It includes the part of you that is haunted by hard questions. If you are a seeker who asks the questions, the seeker is willing to doubt. Remember Job, the patron saint of seekers? Out of his suffering, he cried out hard questions. God, why? Why do you do this? Why don't you stop it? It isn't fair. Where have you gone? And there was Job's four friends trying to get Job to stuff a sock in it. You can't be asking these questions, they said. But who in this story finally finds God? The only one in the story who has sought God with a whole heart, including the part that is haunted by the questions. Seems to me that the world, on the one hand, these days, is full of really shallow faith that believes anything without a question. And the world is full, on the other hand, with cynicism, which heckles everything and believes nothing. But where are the deep doubters? Those in the presence of an unjust world, who in the presence of a suffering world, who will be honest enough to struggle with it and go after God with the questions. Tennyson was right. There lives more faith in honest doubt, believe me, than in half the creeds. To be a seeker after God with the whole heart is to face the issues of evil. To ask our darkest questions is to seek what we can of an answer. But with the whole heart also means actually being open to the answers when they come. For you see, I'd be dead wrong today if I spoke of being seekers as if seeking was the point. Seeking is not the point. Finding is the point. There is the potential of idolatry in being a seeker. We can become a little bit too struck by how grand it is to pose the big questions. The scripture won't have that. The scriptures say you ask to have an answer. You seek in order to find. Find what? The answers? Maybe not too many of those. The hard questions don't yield many answers proper. But the text, you may have noticed, didn't say, if you seek the answers really hard, you will find the answers. The text says, if you seek me, you will find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found, says the Lord. In the end, the search is not for answers, but for God. And to all who seek with their whole heart, God will be found. G.K. Chesterton said, the purpose of having an open mind, after all, is to shut it again on something solid. Be a seeker, but don't be a seeker whose mind never closes on anything. God may be an infinite mystery, but even so, those who seek the living God will find something solid enough to cling to. Have this for a promise. If with all your heart you ask, if with all your heart you seek, and knock in search of the way, the will, the purpose, the power of God, you will most certainly find the Lord. But maybe now we are almost in danger of saying too much about being seekers. For here is the main thing. As much as we may choose to be seekers after God, far, far more is God the seeker after us. If we are lost and trying to find our way, God is not way out there someplace waiting passively till we get it right. God is here, searching and reaching for us. Hallelujah. God came in Jesus Christ all the way to where we live, God even came in him all the way down into the grave to find us there. And now the Good Shepherd is going into the dark night of a pandemic to find every one of us who can't find our way home by ourselves. We can be sure that all the real seeking for God we ever do is only because grace has already sought us and placed in us the desire to seek God. Have you ever noticed the old hymn does not say, "I once was lost, but now I found it"? "I once was lost, but thanks be to God, now I am found." So let's not be too heroic about being seekers. Sometimes to seek God with the whole heart becomes less a matter of our struggle and far more a matter of our surrender. Why don't you get honest with God today? Open your heart, your pain, your need for Him, for He is the only one who has the words of life. And He is doing this all the time. "Come near to me. Sit with me. Sit with me. Let me hold you like a loving father. Listen, come, surrender." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.